NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
I can't
I worship you. never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working.
Just remember, God has promised. say in the midst of a storm tonight, you'll appreciate this. Although it may seem hard, God told me to tell y'all, stand on God's word. You know why? 'Cause the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Grab hold of God's unchanging hand and just hold on. I don't care what it looks like, it isn't. Here they can relate to me, because at one time, just like me, you were down and out. But tonight you can get up and you can testify that you can't get too low to where God can't reach down and pick you up and turn you around and place your feet on him. God, God, he knows. Oh, I wish I had at least one witness in here. He knows. Look at somebody and tell them that. Somebody say, hold on.
Hold on.
Look at him and say, hold on.
Hold on.
You don't know what you're doing, because some of y'all think that it takes the educated phrases that get you over. Some of y'all think that it's the 16 or 17 letter words that get you through. But sometimes you just simply need to have somebody walk up to you, look you dead in the eye and say, hold on.
Hold on.
Tell somebody, say, hold on.
Hold on.
And I dare not try to leave out of here tonight without telling y'all what my mama used to tell us when we were nothing but little bitty children, and when our back was showing up against the wall and we were right smack dab in the center of a storm. And most importantly, some of those so-called friends that had promised my mama that they were going to be with her even until the end, when we got right in the center of our storm, y'all know exactly what happened. They vanished on my mama. But then my mama would look at all of those 15 head of children and say, he may not come exactly when you want him, but he's always on time.
Very pleasant good morning to you. It's 13 minutes after the hour. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm your host, the Anointed One, and that gentleman there, many of you know, that's Mr. Daryl Lester. As we continue, let's go down memory lane. Good morning to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, love me like a rock. Won't you love me like a rock? 16 minutes after the hour. Again, very pleasant good morning to you. We are having church and going down memory lane. You remember the Dixie Hummingbirds? Uh-huh. My mama loved me like a rock. All right. Well, once again, want to thank you for joining us here from the NFI Studios 1 and 2, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. As we continue with the sounds of the late, great Bishop Joe Simons, somebody said, I know that's right.
Burden for too long on my own. buried alone. I hear your invitation to let it all go. Yeah, I see it now. I'm laying it down, and I know.
Stay right there. Stay right there. Come on. Come on. Let's pray. Let's pray. Ah, Sandorobo Shata, Yikinanaboha. Ye that a lobo Sandelobo Shata. Oh, mama, mama. Oh, glory to God. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. 26 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Oh, glory to God. I feel the presence and the power of God's anointing in your home. Where you are, on your job. I feel the presence here in the studio. I feel the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit just wanting to just fall on somebody this morning because of what they're going through and what they've been dealing with all this week, and the enemy been trying to distract them and trying to dampen their spirit. But in the name of Jesus, I come before the Almighty God, most wise and holy, sovereign God. We thank you, Father, for your love and your kindness. God, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, the one that died and on the cross, the one that rose from the dead. And we humbly submit ourselves, God, asking you, God, to forgive us for any sins of commission and omission. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this place. Let those that are hearing this morning, God, let them hear what the Spirit has to say. Open their ears of those that ears are waxed cold and can't hear from you because of the enemy trying to block them and to try to turn them around to go backwards into darkness deeper. But in the name of Jesus, we rebuke that spirit right now and call it out from the north, south, east, and west in the name of Jesus to loose them right now. No longer shall you hold them in bondage. No longer shall you hold them in that time-consuming spirit to cause them to be slothful, to cause them not to walk in the way that Christ has anointed them to walk in. We reverse the curse back to the sender, and we command it now to dry up, and we speak life to those that are listening this morning. We speak healing to those that are listening this morning, that by Jesus Christ they are healed, God, and enlarge their territory, God, removing all of that that's been holding them in bondage, holding them down, and in understanding not to hear what the Spirit has to say. Lord, we ask you, God, that you touch their minds, that they will hear what the Spirit has to say. We ask that you touch their minds, that they more be focused on you and understanding as you speak to them, that they will cause themselves to give you reverence, give you praise, give you the glory, give you the honor, walking, praising, speaking graciously about your grace and your mercy, understanding. Give them an ear to understand what the Spirit has to say. Let them understand, God, that they may receive a discerning spirit to know the Spirit by the Spirit. And when they are around those and in their presence, that they can go beyond what they see of the outward man, that they shall see the inward man of them, whether it's of God and whether it's of the enemy. We counsel every assignment, every attack that the enemy has pre-planned in the name of Jesus to try to cause harm to the families of those this morning. We reverse the curse and we rebuke that spirit right now in the name of Jesus and command it now to loose them right now, to come out of their home. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come out of their surroundings, wherever they are. I speak right now to you, Spirit, to loose them and let them go. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak life to those this morning. I speak wisdom to those this morning. I speak guidance to those this morning, that where they go, that the Holy Spirit may be also, in the name of Jesus. Have your way, O God. For that person that's lying on their bed of affliction, have thou way, O Lord. For that person that has been in doubt and been troubled about what they are seeing in the natural, have not understood in the spirit. Lord, let them know, God, that they are more than a conqueror. Let them know that they are the head and not the tail. Let them know that they shall overcome in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you will send forth the Holy Ghost that will teach them and guide them. The Comforter shall come in the name of Jesus. Bring all things back to their remembrance, whatsoever they have need of. If they are in need right now of a breakthrough, of a healness to come forth. In the name of Jesus, I pray that every organ will begin to function again. I rebuke that spirit has been trying to hold them down, listening at what the doctor's saying, holding them down to feel doubtless. But in the name of Jesus, they shall feel the presence of your power and your anointing in their presence to remove that that's been holding them back. And their organs will begin to function and rotate properly all over their bodies. We thank you right now for our children. God, we pray for protection over them. We pray for the teachers and instruction of them. Every instructor, every principal, every doctor, every person that's in high position in the church, the pastors, those in leadership, open their eyes that they may see more clear for those that have stepped into leadership and still serving two masters. Lord, we know that you see them and they know whether they're in bondage, held by ungodly spirit of darkness. But Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you will quench them, that you will come upon them, God, in the name of Jesus, that will cause them to not rest properly each and every night in the name of Jesus until they repent and come out of the darkness into light. I rebuke you now, spirit. You have no place over them. For we serve a mighty God, and whatsoever we ask in the name of Jesus, we speak it right now. Whatsoever is bound right now on earth shall be loosed in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We come against you, Spirit. We see you. We know where you are. You're trying to distract the people to hear what the Spirit has to say. We call you out to come out from among them. Go back to your pit where you belong. We speak in the name of Jesus, a covering to come over them that will embrace them and bring them into all truth in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you for peace. Thank you for peace, God, that passes all understanding. Thank you for the unity that brings forth love. Let the love come. Let it be spread abroad because it begins in the home. Hallelujah. We gratefully thank you for this day. We give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen.
Just the other day, I went to the hospital to visit a friend of mine. And when I got to the hospital, I saw an old lady sitting by the bedside of her daughter. Her daughter's body had gone into convulsions from the use of synthetic drugs, and now she lies in a coma. I looked at that woman with tears streaming down my face. I said, Mama, don't give up on God, because God is able to do anything. Then she looked at me with conviction and said these words,
because I know,
oh, I know
that he
is.
Yes, he is. Can take my daughter, sickness away. That's not all he can do. He can turn all of my midnight into day. Come, yes I am.
For I know,
yes I know,
that he's the only one.
He's the only one. Yes he is.
Who can
change my daughter's
sickness away?
He can change. Turn my
midnight
into day. I'm going to
wait on Jesus.
It don't take long to wait.
Wait on Jesus.
If you wait on him, yes sir,
wait on Jesus.
He'll renew your strength.
Saw that mother go down on her knees and stretch her arm across her child. She began to plead the blood of Jesus over her baby girl. She said, Lord, I won't give up on you. I've seen you do too many things in my life. And right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, I plead your holy blood over my baby girl. And while that mother was praying, her daughter's arm began to shake. And then she grabbed her mother's hand, and her mother began to say these words.
Thank you. That's a good place to praise him. Peace is the fruit of God's spirit, and you ought to say something. Hug somebody behind you and say, I speak peace. Let there be peace. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. I said, glory to God. In spite of the circumstances, I speak peace. In spite of the sickness, I speak peace. In spite of the killing, I still peace.
Oh,
oh,
oh, oh, peace. Hey, look where he brought me from. tuned into the Stellar Award-winning internet radio station.
You're at the right place at the right time.
Hold up. Wait just a minute.
Yo. Keep it locked right here.
Showcase fellowship inspired.
Showcase
fellowship inspired.
I wanna try that one more time.
You know what you gotta do. Tell them something. Tell the little bit of baby.
That's all right.
Woo. Go next door. Tell your neighbor. You know what you gotta tell them. Let's get it
closer.
Let's get closer, huh? We are right at the top of the hour. Let's say about 4 minutes after 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Going down memory lane, that's the late, great Tommy Ellison and the Singing Stars. Let's get closer, huh? You know what he's saying, right? You just want to get closer to the Lord, huh? Isn't he that good to you, huh? All right. Well, look, again, we want to thank you so much for catching the wave. Your number one gorgeous and contemporary Christian station in the world. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Again, my pleasure on this wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. All right. Want to remind those of you to lock in right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m., to 8 p.m. for the very best in gospel music. And we do have a television broadcast that airs every Saturday out of DeKalb, Georgia. Every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m., 1 hour of the very best in gospel videos. The old, the new, all just for you. And we are so honored to bring it to you every Saturday, 4 p.m. out of DeKalb, Georgia on channel 25. Now, if you're out of state and you want to check it out, well, you can join us simply live streaming at DEKALB25.com. Again, if you want to live stream us anywhere around the world, simply go to DEKALB25.com. That's DEKALB25.com, and you'll see me hosting right there every Saturday at 4 o'clock p.m. We had a wonderful time on Saturday, as always, and thank all of you for your comments and your phone calls and let us know that you are catching the wave. And if you want to call us on our broadcast, our 24-hour hotline, you can simply dial 984-733-3977. Again, that number, 984-733-3977. Thanks again for catching the wave. Let's get back with more of the very best in gospel music. Very pleasant. Good morning to you.
That I can go.
here singing, good old Buffalo singing.
Go out to the program, wherever they're in your town,
where they talk about singing, praise the Lord, shouting all around.
Go out to the program, whenever they're in your town. Well, today they have the blind boys, the soul stirs, the bills of travel and the bells of joy. We're going to sing God's praises word for word, and now we present the soul stirs. Oh, Jesus,
gave me water, from the well.
Yes. Now if you want to shout for joy, listen to the blind boys. Oh, I'm a
father.
We're done in heaven. Down on the
deep.
That holy name. Yes. These gentlemen blend their voice together. Ladies and gentlemen, the pilgrim travels. I remember when I was a child, sitting on Mother Bow, oh Mother Bow, I believe she prayed for me. Yeah. Well, my dear, while we're singing for joy, let us hear the bells of joy. Oh, there's a man in my soul. Pilgrim traveling to the bells of joy. Now listen to these few little words by the big gay hummingbird. Troubles in my way, I'll cry sometimes. See the good tears, see by and by.
Good old way.
Yeah.
one more time. The good old way. We need to go back to the said this. You know what they were shouting about? They were shouting about the good old way.
Oh, good old way.
And when I looked around, everybody was shouting about the good old
way.
Good God Almighty. I feel all right now.
Ain't no harm.
Yeah, the good old.
As the man, the late great Mr. Tommy Ellison and the Singing Stars. Talking about the good old ways, 19 minutes after the hour, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I know, I go back and think about in the 70s how it was so peaceful and you didn't hear about all the shooting and all the things that are going on today. Everybody was just enjoying life. I don't know where it shifted, what year it shifted, but it's not like it used to be. I think most of it happened when, you remember, all of the manufactories was operating here in the United States, and there were plenty of jobs. And then something happened. Everybody wanted to start sending and doing all of the business overseas. And I think about that, and, you know, the enemy is like that. And it looks like it's a good thing to do, and knowing that it's not the right thing to do. And sometimes we get in that state where we look to go that way and not going and seeking God about it the right way. And when you seek God about it, he's going to direct your path. And no weapon formed against you shall prosper, that you'll be in good health. Even as your soul prospers. Somebody said, I'm in good health this morning, and I know in the name of Jesus that by his stripes I'm already healed because I'm covered under the blood of Jesus Christ. All right, well, look, you're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network again, going down memory lane, the late, great Mr. Tommy Ellison and those Singing Stars. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music on a wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. And thank you again so much for catching the wave.
You, Lord,
take me
around.
Say something like, everybody say,
that the Lord have made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Pastor Gladys Smith and Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We tell God thank you for another brand new day that He has made. I tell God thank you because He is the same God yesterday, the same God today, the same God that He will be forevermore. I'm so grateful that He is that unchanging God, that He is the holy God, that He is the God that we can cast all of our cares upon. I thank God that He is the God that He said in His word, the battle don't belong to us. The battle belongs to Him. And I tell God, thank you. I thank God for this opportunity to come. We thank God for your coming. I thank God for all things, whether it be great or whether it be small. I tell God thank you. The word of God tells us in all things, give thanks unto Him. And I got an understanding now that even when we're going through our trials and our tests, yeah, we have to tell God thank you. When everything is going okay, we tell God thank you. And I just glorify Him because He is the Almighty God. Father God, we thank you for this brand new day that you have made. We thank you for your Son Jesus and your Holy Ghost power. Father God, I thank you for all things great and small. Father God, in your Son Jesus' name, I thank you for waking us up this morning, dear God. Oh, Father God, encamping your angels round about us, dear God. Father God, I thank you for being the healer. I thank you for being the deliverer.
I thank you for being the miracle worker, God, that can do all things in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you for leading and guiding us on this journey, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you thank you just for being God. Father God, I ask that you touch those that are in the hospital, God. Leading, God, the doctors in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, touch the other personnel, your nurses, your CNAs, the radiologists, God. Every person that's working in the hospital, you touch, God, with your anointing in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask you to touch your leaders in the church, God. Strengthen them as they're going through their trials and their tests, God. Oh, strengthen them with your Holy Ghost power, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, touch the body of Christ right now, God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, you know what's needed, God. And I ask you to deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, transform minds, God. Conform will to your will in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you and I praise you and I glorify you, God. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, touch our families, God. Oh, Father God, I ask that you save, sanctify, and deal with your Holy Ghost power, God. Oh, Father God, those that know you, draw them nigh unto you even the more in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, those that are incarcerated, God, I ask that you move on them right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, forgive them for all of their sins, God. Forgive those that are on the streets, God. Oh, Father God, I ask for your forgiving power everywhere that is needed in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify you, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you right now. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, those that are homeless, God, I ask that you provide whatever is needed, God. Oh, provide in the name of Jesus that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I thank you just for being God. Father God, I glorify you. I lift your name on high, God. Oh, Father God, I ask you to move right now, God. In the name of Jesus, I speak your healing power, God. Oh, Father God, move on her right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I come to you right now, standing in the gap, God. I ask you to control the pain, God. In the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. I ask that you heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you. I praise you and I glorify you. Father God, you said in your word we can cast all our cares upon you. Oh, Father God, I ask that you receive them right now in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Oh, Father God, I bless your name. I glorify you. Oh, Father God, touch our young people, God, those that are going through, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you comfort, God. Oh, Father God, keep your angels encamped round about them, God. Oh, Father God, give them your mind. Lead and guide them, God. Strengthen them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God. Father God, I come against that demon of suicide right now. Ishandariya basandariya sikaya. In your name, Jesus, I bind him up, God, in your son Jesus' name. Oh, God, that demon of drugs, Father God, bind it up in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I thank you. In your name, Jesus. Oh, bind it up, God, in the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Father God, I thank you. I praise you. And I glorify you, God. Continue to move, God, according to your will and your way, God. Oh, Father God, we can do nothing without you, God. In the name of Jesus, yeah, God, I bless your name, God. I glorify you, God. Move, God. Yeah, God, yeah, God. In the name of Jesus, that you get all of the glory, God. Anything that I fail in asking, God, please don't fail to deliver. I speak salvation where salvation is needed, God. Oh, Father God, draw mankind nigh unto you, that you get all of the glory.
Father God, it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, trusting and believing you. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, God. Again, I tell God, thank you for all things. This is a time when, yes, we really need him. And if we call on the name of Jesus, yes, God, I know for surety that he'll come to our rescue. And I tell God, thank you. I ask that you continue to pray for the world. And as you continue to pray, ask God that his will be done. At Christian Life, we have worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. And prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school. We invite you to come out and go and worship with us. Your home church come first. But if God ordain it that you come and worship with us, do. We thank God for our visitors that we have. And I tell God, thank you. And on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study, excluding the third Tuesday night. And on third Tuesdays, we have noonday prayer. We invite you to come out and go in prayer with us. And after you pray, you can leave, or if God desire, you can stay. But we invite you to always pray without ceasing. When I'm driving down the road, I'm talking to God. No, I don't close my eyes. And one thing I know, when we are in the grocery store, when we are at Walmart, wherever we are, we can still talk to our Heavenly Father. And I tell God, thank you. We ask you to join us on the first and third Tuesdays as Pastor Michael Austin comes from Bible Way Ministries to join us to teach the Word of God at 9:30 a.m. We ask you to join us. And on second and fourth Tuesdays and some fifth Tuesdays, it's yours truly. And on Thursdays at 1 o'clock, we're here. And we invite you to come and join us on this Sunday, the third Sunday, as we will be having our Women's Day service at 11 o'clock a.m. And Evangelist Joyce Perry will be coming to bring the Word of God. We invite you to come and go and worship with us as we continue to serve the true and living God. And as we come to honor women, we thank God for Mother's Day that just passed. And we say again to the mothers, Happy Mother's Day, because every day is a blessed day. And as we have our mothers, and you don't have a mother, they were still our mothers, and we honor them with all our heart. We thank God for you. We ask you to govern yourselves according to the announcements. And as we come back on today to teach God's word, I tell God, thank you for the word, because it's the word that leads and guides. It's the word that keeps us strong. It's the word of God that strengthens us. It's the word of God that keeps us walking in holiness, because the word tells us, be doers of the word and not hearers only. And as we are doers of the word, we are applying that word to our lives. When we were last together, we finished talking about spiritual growth. And one thing that I do know is when you stay in the Word of God and you read the Word of God, you will grow in God. As you apply that Word to your life and you are doers of the Word, you will become more like Jesus Christ. You will. As you grow in the Word and do what the Word say do, you're going to find that you did repent. Yeah, you did. And that you confessed your sins, and God, through his son Jesus, received you. And as we come back on today, as we grow spiritually, as we grow in God, you're going to find that you become more Christ-like. And I tell God, thank you. When we talk about becoming more Christ-like,
It's being and having the attributes and character of Jesus. No, we didn't come down from heaven. But one thing that I do know, Jesus came in the form of flesh because he knew he had to teach man. He had to experience what man had to go through. And when we're more Christ-like, you find that you have the spirit of Jesus Christ. Whoa, I tell God, thank you. Without the Holy Ghost power resting on the inside, without the power of the Holy Ghost leading and guiding us. One thing that I teach, and it's the word of God, that it's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. When you are more Christ-like, you have on the whole armor of God. I tell God, thank you. When you are more Christ-like, I already told you that you have the fruit of the Spirit residing on the inside. When you have the fruit of the Spirit residing on the inside, you know that that came from the Holy Ghost of God. And I tell you, God, thank you. When we have the fruit of the Spirit, didn't say fruits, but said fruit, because you can't have one piece without having them all. We know that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. That's the fruit of the Spirit. And in order to be more Christ-like, yes, we got to have that fruit in our lives. And I tell God, thank you. When we talk about being more Christ-like, it's becoming more like Christ. As a believer, you want to become more and more like him. I remember a song that I used to hear. I want to be more and more like Jesus. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. When you have him and the Holy Ghost and God living on the inside, yes, you want to become more and more like him. When you become more and more like him, you have that desire to be like Jesus. And not only do we have to have that desire, God has that desire as well, that we be more and more like his son. When we become more Christ-like, I tell God, thank you, you're going to find that your will lines up with the will of God. It's not your will, but it's God's will. I tell God, thank you, when we become more Christ-like. Romans 8 and 29 says, for whom he did foreknow, he also predestinated to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. I tell God, thank you. See, God already foreknow and predestinated who would be like his son. I tell God, thank you, because see, he is the God that knows all. He is the God that's everywhere. He is the God that's all powerful. And when we look at who God is, God know what he has for us. And when we look at foreknowledge, it's talking about forelove. And I tell God, thank you, because as we look at that word, it's set in love and regard upon those who choose to serve God. I tell God, thank you. When we choose to serve the true and living God, we become more and more like his son. We have the mind of Christ. We have the heart of Christ. We step away from sin. We become new creatures in him. The old man is passed away and we become brand new. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, because see, he never knew no sin. There was no sin found in his body. I tell God, thank you. When we become more Christ-like, sin passes away. We step away from it. We don't go back to it. I know we are not perfect, but we strive for the perfection of Jesus Christ. We can't serve two masters. I always tell people, ain't no big sin, and it ain't no little sin. Sin is sin. But when we take on Christ-likeness, we want to be more and more like him when we are Christ-like. See, Jesus, through his Father, already knew who the believers was going to be. And as a believer, yeah, sometimes we fall short. But I tell God, thank you that he allow us to repent and come back to him. If you have sinned, go ahead on and repent and ask God to forgive you. Because, see, he already knew who was going to be true servants. Yeah, he did. And who was not going to be. The word of God said, whom he did foreknow. He knew already. And I tell God, thank you. And as we are conformed to the image of his son, we're going to walk in righteousness. We're going to do what God's word say to do. When we become more Christ-like, I tell God, thank you. We put away the old things that we used to do. And we do what the word of God say to do. Did you know, babies, that in order to be more Christ-like, you have to have an active prayer life? Yeah, you do. You have to read the word and apply that word to your lives. And one thing I find that in order to be more Christ-like, you have to spend time around people that love God and who already is a son of God. Did you know we become like people that we hang around? If we hang around sinners, if you're not Holy Ghost filled, you're going to find yourself doing what they do. You're going to find yourself going back into sin. That's why you got to have an active prayer life. You got to have the Holy Ghost of God living on the inside. When you serve God through his son Jesus, and you become more Christ-like, you want to get to know him more and more and more. When you serve God and you are more Christ-like, you want to share him with someone that don't know him. And I tell God, thank you. When you become more Christ-like, you have more confidence in our Heavenly Father. And I tell God, thank you. As you are more Christ-like, you do become conformed to his image. You are no longer conformed to the image of Satan. And I tell God, thank you. When you are more Christ-like and you are serving the true and living God, you find that you want to serve him, not just on Sunday, not just on Bible study and special occasion, but you serve him each and every day. As you are more Christ-like, people can see the Spirit of God residing on the inside. There are days you won't have to open your mouth to say anything, but the Spirit of God will show and reflect himself in you. You're going to find that when you are more Christ-like, you want to do a work for God. I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus. It said making us Christ-like is God's work. Only God can do that. And he won't leave us nor forsake us. The word of God let us know he would see it through to the end. We look at Philippians 1, verse 6. Because, see, God is a God that he will not lie. I tell God, thank you for being the righteous God. Philippians 1 and 6 say, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I tell God, thank you. The footnotes say, Paul's confidence in the Philippians is based not only on the good works in them, but also in their zeal and sacrifice for faith. God's faithfulness always avails for faithful believers. But his faithfulness can do nothing for those who resist his grace. If you resist his grace and you don't live for God, if you don't be obedient to his commandments, I tell God, thank you, that his faithfulness, his being there, won't do us any good. You can't serve two masters. You're going to love one and hate the other. There is no lukewarm place, no in between. I can remember saying, I ain't where I used to be, but I ain't where I should be. I try to set an in between, but there is no in between. You're either holy or you're not holy. You're either Christ-like or you're not. And I know that growing in God can be a process, but you got to keep moving and living the word of God. Again, while there are no perfect men or women, but we got to stand on the word each and every day. We got to strive. We got to put the word of God in action. I tell God, thank you, that as he began to do a work in us, as he delivered us from sin, he don't stop. He's continuing to do it until his son Jesus comes. And I tell God, thank you, to become more Christ-like is an everyday journey. And when I talk about a journey, it's the life that we live. As we live for him and do what he says to do, the Holy Ghost of God will lead and guide. I thank God that he knew that we were going to need somebody to intercede on our behalf. Jesus Christ is sitting on the right hand of the Father, interceding on our behalf. And the word of God let us know that the Holy Ghost is groaning on our behalf. And I tell God, thank you. We might ask for this, but the Holy Ghost of God know that we don't need that, but we need more of Jesus. And I tell God, thank you. When we become more Christ-like, God with his sweet self is the one that transforms us. Yes, he does. Into the Christ-likeness. We can't do it ourselves. But there is something that we have to do. We have to be obedient to God's commands. We got to be obedient to the word of God, not some days, but every day. As we are made more Christ-like, we got to stand on the word. And as we stand on the word of God, We're not doing it by ourselves. I need thee, God. Oh, I need thee. Every hour, I need thee. It's God's divine power that's working on the inside of us that help us to become more Christ-like. And as God's servants, we're going to find that we have a responsibility to stand on the word, to live the word of God. And as we live the word of God and we apply that word to our lives, Gladys say, don't just be readers of the word. I remember in my sinful days, yes, I would read the word. I remember getting a subscription to the Daily Bread. I read it every day. But I didn't allow the word to change me. But when I got baptized with the Holy Ghost of God, God let me know that I couldn't just be a reader of the word. I have to be a doer of the word. And I tell God, thank you. If we are serving the true and living God with our whole hearts, mind, body, and soul, you're going to find that you will live the word. I thank God for his son Jesus coming, setting the example for mankind. Could nobody else do what he did? As Jesus, through his Father and the Holy Ghost, already know what he has planned for us, there's a life that we have to live. God does what he does, and he does it mighty good. But as sons of God, there is something that we have to do. We have to stand on the word. We have a responsibility as human to live the word. And in order to become more Christ-like, do what God say to do. You're going to find that as you read that word and you apply the word of God to your life and you submit yourselves unto God and you surrender all unto him, you will become more Christ-like. And I tell God, thank you. One thing that I do know, that as we live the word of God, he will open our eyes to what he requires. As we live the word of God and we grow in him, you're going to find that you are rooted and grounded in your faith. The word of God said the faith the size of a mustard seed. That's very small, but you got to trust God with your whole heart. When we come back, we're going to still be talking about being Christ-like. Can't be no other way if we want to see Jesus when he come to rapture his church. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you.
You have been listening to Pastor Gladys Smith along with Apostle Barbara Watkins of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Be sure to join them every Tuesday at 9:30 a.m. to 10 o'clock a.m. and on Thursdays 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
How to live holy. I've learned how to live right. I've learned
the Old Testament. When the children of Israel spread the blood of the Lamb across the doorposts.
come on and clap your hands. Put your hands together. Let's go down memory lane for a little while. Sing a little song that I sung in yesteryear. Went something like this.
Some people looking. Question tonight. Is it anybody in this building sure? Are you sure that you're hanging in Jesus? If you know you're sure, just wave your hand like that for me tonight. Fellas of yon, oh man, I want y'all to ease up to the mics and help me tonight when I say, be sure, ooh, sure,
be sure,
be sure,
be sure.
One of these old days you got to leave this old world, and I don't want it to, I don't want it to be said that I didn't see his face, but I don't know about you, but I soul is anchored. If you know you're sure tonight, why don't you wave your hand for me?
You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
Can't fix it. Nobody can.
Thank you, Lord.
If Jesus can't fix it, no, nobody can.
Y'all know what? He fixed it for Paul and Silas when they were bound in jail.
Fixed it for Daniel in the lion's den. The woman with the issue of blood, she was sick for a long time. Can we tell you? Can we tell you?
If Jesus can't fix it, nobody can. Oh, if Jesus,
thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus,
can't fix it,
oh, yeah,
nobody.
How many believe that?
Oh, if Jesus,
can he sing a verse?
Nobody can.
Take your time and sing it, man.
If Jesus can't fix it, nobody can. Good God Almighty, oh, if Jesus can't fix it, nobody can. Can I tell you what he did for me? I said he picked me up, said he turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground.
on the verge of giving up. Somebody here tonight got sugar diabetes. Somebody here been free of cancer. I stop by to let you know, it's by the grace of God that we still living. We stop by here in North Carolina to let you know, if mama can't do it, daddy can't do it, then no, 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 no. Depend on man, but I come to find out the same man that say they love you, they end up backstab you in the back. The same man that said they'll be there to the end, they'll leave you hanging on the sidewalk. The same old man said they'll give you a dollar and they didn't come through for you. But can I tell you about that man Jesus? If you look to the hills, for which comes your help, all of your help come from the Lord. All of your help come from the Lord. Anybody believe it? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Sometimes we got to taste on the Lord. We taste on the wrong things sometimes. Sometimes in life, we got to go to our secret closet to tell God all about it. Do I gotta be real true worshipers in the house? Could we just stand for a minute? Somebody came looking for something. Somebody came expecting something tonight. Somebody looking for a financial blessing. Somebody looking for a healing blessing right now. Somebody sitting here hurting right now. When it all said and done, Jesus will. Then when it get real good to you, you can call your friend and tell him, the more I call, Jesus, the better, Lord, the better I feel. The more I call, Jesus, the better, Lord, the better I feel. When they get all in your bones, you can tell them, the more I call,
You are listening to the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Let your blood come, heal this land. Erase. Take away if they not like you. Don't say,
Jehovah, heal me.
Just let your blood.
That's Bishop Paul S. Morton. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's always my pleasure. And how many know the Holy Spirit, huh? Lord, fill this place, the Holy Spirit. You want it to fill you, right? Huh? I know that's right, huh? From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, that the Holy Spirit will just come on in. And how many know when that comes in, huh? It will also bring the Comforter, and the Comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, and it will teach you and bring all things back to your remembrance whatsoever ye have need of. If you need a breakthrough, you need a healing, you need a miracle, then you can call on the presence of the Holy Spirit of the Almighty God. Well, look, thank you once again for catching the wave. I'm your host, the Anointed One. We've got to do what we have to do. Got to take a pause for the call for the station ID. And when we come back, we're going to burn some more rubber up in here right after this.
Catch the wave on the coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
All right now, clap your hands, come on. Come on, let's have some old-fashioned church night. Because it's the old saints' praise. I want my daughter, Benita, to get us started with this old song.
Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
All right.
You will find Him not too busy to hear your cry. He is
passing
by. Sweet home, sweet home,
sweet home,
sweet home, sweet home,
have the testimony, sir.
Yes, sir.
There was a lady that was set up and testify. And before she gave her testimony, she was singing a song that said these words. She was saying, my whole body, my whole body.